500,000 dongs is a good night for Pop's ex.
It's my lived truth.
Fuck your lived truth.
No, it's not. It's your perspective.
Kiss my ass.
You will bury me in this.
Hey! Why I gotta f***ing be like that, man?
Because I'm an asshole, and I learned from the best. I'm sitting across from him, and I'm pointing at you with all four fingers.
All right, first of all,
bar, and you're going to go home and make ice cream out of it. Big McLarge Huge. Your mom gave me that nickname, I promise. And it's my co-anchor, Slab Rocksteak. Welcome to Grunt Speak.
Live from the lair.
My goal at the start of every one of these streams to Dairy Queen.
Stop. Stop. That's disgusting.
I'd like the cum blizzard, please.
Oh,
no!
God!
No! You want Butterfingers with that?
Fuck.
Well, just to take our pick of all those years of Mystery Science Theater.
I don't know. I
love that stuff.
But what I am enjoying, though, is we are to the right.
And now, of course, it's not fair.
Well, yeah, it's not fair because, you know, reasons and vagina and they, them.
Yeah.
When we do the Boba Fett video, that's like...
It's like 2013, so 2014.
About 10 years back.
Yeah, at least.
All right. So when we found out Disney with Boba Fett, more than the, you know, the Jedi Knights thing, but that's just me. And I have no idea... What the hell happened there at Disney?
Kathleen Kennedy happened at Disney.
Well, yeah, well, they recycled green-haired, ugly-ass witches or whatever. And, I mean, it was a slam dunk. You already had, like, enough. It doesn't apply anymore.
Yeah.
They had three generations of...
Instead, they made it gay and lame. Right?
They made it gay and lame and turned
thanks,
it
Craig.
Into, they're grooming kids. I mean, to hell with them.
Yeah.
100%.
I mean, Book of Boba Fett, if it had come out before any of... Have you even seen a single episode?
Not really.
I didn't think so.
I mean, once they fired the female meat puppet character, what's her name?
Oh, Ajina?
Yeah, yeah. To the mud. And I hope she sues the absolute living shit out of them.
Yep. And, I guess Elon Musk is financing her. Well, he has more money than Disney, so good really, luck, Disney.
And they didn't really pay her that much either per episode. I think she was getting like 20 to 28 grand per episode.
Yeah, because she's not like, you know, they have not even broken even.
No, they have not broken even. In fact, I would say with all of the
wow.
box office flops, they're in the hole.
They probably are. Yeah, I mean,
I'm like, good. I'll watch it for free. I am not giving Disney any of my time or money anymore.
There was some good stuff in there. I think it's an overall. I didn't expect that. I had no clue any of that was happening. One of my favorite jokes though is when they find that Ant-Man carcass in the desert and the helmet opens and yes. The skull's like, well, Paul Rudd finally aged.
Yeah.
And the Cavalrine, that was a really unexpected cameo. Henry Cavill is Wolverine, even doing like the armory, looking him do that shit.
Nice.
That is still one of the most disturbing images I have ever seen in a movie. Like Justice League starts and it's this smartphone video allegedly taken.
I'm like, it was only there for just a split second.
Oh, it's on there a few times. That's the longest stretch that it's on screen. Yeah. And then there are times later on, I'm just like, wow, this is.
Times he'd come in and go, did you touch a fucking camera?
You touch my shit, bro.
Did you fucking touch the settings on the camera? I'm like, no, I did. I just turned it on.
You fucking
fuck
shit,
you. Man. You fucking fuck you.
Of course, the people who were happy to plug it as the gayest Star Wars yet, and it's totally not for you cis white nerds. It's not made for you, so stop the Hedlund's awful writing, and you have a failure.
Yeah.
Let's check it out. Let's see what she has to say.
Hello.
We're not going to listen to the whole 8 minutes.
I hate doing this, but I'm going to do it.
You're a fucking actor.
I don't use social
media. Oh, you are.
But there are many folks out there that I want to
mention. Was not a huge shock for me. Well, yeah, because nobody watched your shitty show. For those who aren't aware, there's been a rampage of vitriol that we have faced since the show was even announced when it was still just a con idea. Maybe instead of perverting an existing intellectual property because you have no actual ideas, you make up something new and then you can make it as lame and gay as you want. Yeah. 1977, the first one was released.
Yeah.
So we're approaching 50 years.
I was 9 years old and I'm not, that was, I was like, yeah.
So it's two generations of fans, a third one on the way. Mm-hmm. Well, at least there may have been before.
And X is, you know, they have money now and Disney has catered to Gen Z and the millennials.
Yeah.
And look how well that's been working out.
It has not been working out very well at all.
No.
I've been noticing, too, on any of the streaming services that I watch, they tend to be pushing more old school television as well.
Yeah.
Because it was just
playing songs from the 80s and 90s.
Yep.
When I graduated high school.
Yeah.
That's how stale and unoriginal, unimaginative,
uninspired, untalented.
But that's what happens when you take away, wrap up cat turds with it.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, it's to the point now where movies have gotten so bad that when we get one that's just all right, and of course, it is officially the highest grossing R-rated film ever.
Ever.
Now, if you add
a lot of people who've been waiting to watch a good movie.
Yeah. And because, you know, we love Hugh Jackman as Wolverine, like him and Ryan Reynolds, we've had, I mean, we have one and only Iron Man. We've had so many Spider-Man, so many Batmans, so many. If they had brought in anybody else, I don't think it would have done half as well.
I would say it would have done better than half, but not worth it.
If y'all haven't seen Prisoners. Denis Villeneuve's, I think it was his second American language feature. Jake Gyllenhaal was in it. Hugh Jackman. That you watch for entertainment. I will let you know that. There's some heavy shit in
Prisoners.
When
was it filmed? 2014. All right.
Quite fantastic. Denis Villeneuve now has moved on to doing science fiction. Did Blade Runner 2049, Arrival, the Dune trilogy, the Dune Part 3, still forthcoming.
Or the Disneyland go bankrupt.
The way things are going.
I am so infuriated with the grooming and the bullshit they've been pushing for the damn wallets.
Is this going to be your before or after the all-chick fight club?
Fuck it with me.
I wish I was.
Oh, my God, no!
This has been announced from what I understand.
I mean,
what are you going to do?
How many of these franchises?
Could you imagine the all-chick fight club? I am Jill's raging bile duct. Chuck Palahniuk is probably like, whatever, just pay me. Because I've met him, he's a capitalist at heart. He's like, whatever, you do whatever the hell you want, but just, you know, make sure I get my check.
That's absolutely correct. YouTube is, I guess they're using AI to censor comments. Sorry,
lovely juices and pops eyeballs, booty juices and pops eyeballs, booty juices, booty juices. I can't do it.
All right,
booty juices.
You pour some chocolate milk in a bucket.
What's going on?
I know.
Making milkshakes?
Yeah, because that's the way it used to work. I would show up, start writing shit on the board, and he'd be like, all right.
Teach you, but I'd have to charge. Shark Dentures, Disney learned the fastest way to become a millionaire. First, to become a billionaire and get married, or otherwise put a wham. When I was in the Marines in 2013, we got another crayon eater on our hands. March 2023, my now ex announced to me that she was leaving me, all because of some financial.
That's the way it works.
Sick-a-dick.
Sorry.
Yeah. It is what it is. You get salary. That's it. And an argument just a few weeks prior to the announcement. Mm. Yep. I tried many times to reason with her to no avail. One time even tried making an appeal to her for what was best for the kids. And she said, the kids would be fine without you. Back and forth to work and had to empty my 401k of what little money was in there to buy a cheap car to find a job. After weeks of looking and the money in from my 401k distribution company in Ferndale. So he might be a local gentleman.
He's local. Yeah.
I took the job and stayed with my friend for 3 months so that I could keep a roof over my kid's head. But ended up losing another job in a machine shop, and I've been working there since March. My divorce was finalized in July. And the fact that I lost everything in the divorce, I wanted to end it all. Pass on to 690 sucks.
Oh, my God.
That's, you know, people will love you less if you cause or make a mess.
Yeah, listen, I've actually pulled a dude off the railing there years ago. You know, good pop is like, motherfucker!
Don't let him do it.
pull over.
What was this?
This was years and years ago. I was banging the Mexican chick.
Okay. That would be bad, right?
He's just like, I was just about to get off. So much paperwork.
This is bad, right?
So they cuffed him and stuffed him and took him to the hospital.
Oh. Mm. Instead, I woke in the ER, strapped to a gurney. I was told I was found on the side of the road by the police and was extremely combative. And yeah, that'll do it. I had a block. If it were not for those two phrases that I heard you speak, I would probably have tried again. Mm. Instead, I've seen. Fuck yeah.
All right.
I would also love to offer any assistance to your cause or come on the show and help to save some more lives. You are welcome anytime, good sir. Shoot us an email. Lives saved. It always jazzes me up. Always jazzes me up to explore the depths of stupidity, because as it turns out, it's not just whamming. Okay, but ask me how he got arrested. Something more embarrassing than that.
All right.
After allegedly trying to hire a prostitute, things apparently went from bad to worse when the lady in question decided to make a run for it with $100 of rock.
To be an award at court for the dumbest person. All right. If I was a judge, I'd be like, okay, throat goat.
Throat goat experience.
And she runs off with your money. Service is not rendered, which is illegal. All right. You just threw a flying crossbody cock block on your life, you dumbass.
I love how they wrote this out. Instead of getting his money back, unaware of the world's old $100, he was cuffed and stuffed and faced with a $2,500 bond and was out the same day, presumably not in time to make it to football practice.
All right. All right. Now listen, I understand completely.
Woo! A stream on just dumb criminals, because I remember back in the day over at the Meijer, they have a bank in there where you could go in, you know, exchange your monies, get your check cashed, what have you. Dude comes in there with a knife to try to rob the place. Okay, he sticks it under the teller slot in the window, and the teller's like, well, fuck this. I'm not even making this up.
There you go.
I left my knife here at the bank.
Wait, what?
Put my hands behind me. Oh, man.
I used to know a guy when I was in National Guard who his full-time job was all of the crazy shit people would do. And we'd be sitting there after drill just drinking cereal bins.
No.
I was like, oh my God, man.
No shit. It's like in Minority Report when Tom Cruise goes in to get his eyes swapped out and the dude's got like an awful cold and he's like sneezing and blowing his dead rat in your chest. You wouldn't get an infection. I'm like, yeah, still,
nasty.
I think, yeah, no thanks. Some nasty shit.
Savagely nasty.
Speaking of throwing in, I know I've been dropping the ball on updating the new designs on the merch store. But and see how to get there. You go to the front page. And you'll see here, official swag shop, fourth wall, boom. Head over into there, click on all products. You'll see the newest list, shirts, of course, hats. And then we have your new Battle Dwarf merch, including patches, laptop sleeves, mouse pads, stickers, pint glass, koozie, mug, hats, and shirts. Change the text color and then upload a new round of designs. But got the budget. Hell yeah. Nothing wrong with that. All right. We have another victim, though.
Oh.
Because, you know, I mean, people have been telling me, they've never done anything wrong. That they haven't committed a crime by illegally entering the country and expecting us to, you know, put them up and house them and give them jobs and let them vote and all that shit, right?
Yep.
That's not a crime?
No.
Okay, man. I didn't think so. Migrant Amazon.
Amazon driver, huh?
I mean, I'm sure that the four-month-old must have done something to provoke the attack.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's.
So this guy was legally employed.
Para Ovales, 45-year-old South Florida woman, or simply an Amazon driver, as the media described her. Of course, we're not going to bring up her immigration.
Under Caucasian crime stats.
That's what they always do. Every time they see something that they can claim is racially motivated, it gets kids are being categorized as white.
Yes. Well, this is actually propaganda, because they should actually have. The Hispanics should have their own crime category instead of mixing it with Caucasian. Get out of the park.
Yeah, I mean, there are two world wars, I believe, under our belt for that one. Yeah. But when it comes to interracial crime, I mean, the basketball Americans got that one tied up literally 10 to 1.
Correct.
But which ones do you hear about on the news? Prepare to crack open a beer.
It's a heart-stopping moment a mother pushing her baby in a stroller and holding a dog on a leash, mowed down. The driver works for Amazon. The video was
captured by a home surveillance
camera in Miami. It's the light on some concerns about...
Yep. And then you go down here, the state, serious bodily injury, she's already out of jail. Even in Florida, apparently, what goes on there.
Wow.
So she heard a baby screaming. It was very intense. Then we heard a horn. You can see in the video, she goes over, she checks, she picks up off. However, surveillance footage clearly showed that was a lie. After detectives showed her the video, she invoked her rights and was arrested. Well, your mother, on the other hand, is still in the hospital dealing with pain from a fractured skull and a brain bleed.
Sue the absolute living shit out of Amazon for this.
Yeah.
This should not have happened.
You ain't kidding. I mean, these people, though, they're so disadvantaged. I mean, we can afford to take a few bullets, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we're the richest country in the world, $31 trillion in debt. Yeah. So he's shooting multiple cars, injured three people in Philadelphia, 13 gang member from El Salvador. Hmm. Well, yay! I love the gif of Gene Wilder there.
Have you actually seen what
people in that fucking gang? Holy hot damn.
Well, I think you can watch, it's like acres and acres of dudes with gang ink.
Unreported, or like what happened with the first one, they're just going to glaze over the fact that this person is illegally in the country, not mention their immigration status at all, and simply refer to them as a
dip glaze on UrbanDictionary.com.
They're going to do a honey dip glaze, so they give you the bad news, but it's palated. Just fine with sugar.
Considering they literally deified a convicted felon back in 2020.
Well, here's the thing with the whole Trump conviction thing. All right. He's the top.
Happening at the bottom.
Yeah.
He's not even going to know what's happening in the mid-level.
And even if.
People, corporations have people sign.
The time.
They sign NDAs all the time. Past what, 35 years?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's totally not a cure out there that they will sell only to the super rich as long as you sign an NDA.
Tommy the Duke Morrison, the boxer, had it. And Tommy Duke is dead now.
Yeah.
And Magic Johnson is still sucking air north of the grave.
Yeah. No, just say. No,
I watched some of his fights. He was a good boxer.
Yeah.
Or a brawler.
People who sign promissory notes to pay off loans.
Oh, yeah. There were classes called civics. And in your civics classes, you went through cost-benefit analysis.
Yeah.
Reach the age of 18 and you have to do an official adulting. But no, we don't do that anymore. We have a bunch of individuals.
Now, even though it's less effective than ever.
But you can't afford it because you're from a single parent home. Mm. Well, here are some loan documents you can fill out.
Debt slaves, because that's what our government has literally turned us into.
Yeah, look, when I got done with college, I owed somewhere between... had it all paid off within 24 to 36.
Johnson subject, Houston Duck says, magic equals my ass got infected, coach.
he's actually quite a fat rat bastard now.
A lot of those old athletes from back in the day, like, look at Shaq now.
Yeah. Oof.
Bad. Here we go. Unfortunately, Biden's student loan grift failed again. So these people get to stay victims of their... I don't know how many spankings this administration has gotten from the Supreme Court for attempting unconstitutional shit, but I'm sorry, it should be a one strike and you're out rule.
Yeah.
From office. And that's why, like, these every single vote should be single issue.
Correct.
Period.
But here's the thing, though. A lot of those bullshit things that get put in the pork roll are individual thing.
Guess what, leftoids? Good ideas don't need censorship to survive.
And listen, a lot of the bureaucratic state is based on laws that were passed like this.
For prohibition. They were brought in to crack down on speakeasies and people who were selling alcohol during the prohibition era. Why are they still here?
Correct.
As soon as prohibition was over, the FBI should have been over. Instead, fuck you, alphabet community cocksuckers. Can kiss my ass right in the crack.
Not on the left, not on the right.
Right in the middle.
Right. I got to go to do some business.
You got to give me a kiss, boss. Where? In my business lips. Hashtag, what's almost as funny as that? True stuff is always the funniest stuff. This woman wrapped her business lips around her last Coca-Cola. Indiana man tried putting cocaine back into Coca-Cola, and he had a much more sinister intent than simply trying to achieve a high. He mixed cocaine with MDMA, also known as Molly, or kill her and marry her daughter. This is levels of what the actual heck, I didn't even know. He had been spiking his wife's drinks over the last few months with a substance given to him by his wife's daughter, according to a mom, using street drugs and prescription drugs in tandem.
All right.
What
are you thinking? It wouldn't have worked. Idiot.
Hey. I mean, you can refuse.
Since like when my grandfather passed away, the cops come, the coroner comes. We're like, here's his medical records. He's on hospice, you know.
Dudes love the deep fake piss break, you don't have to apologize to them.
I'll be right back.
All right, baby.
Do I make you horny, baby?
Yeah, baby, yeah!
Look terrible.
I was not meant to be in the 60s, apparently.
No.
Back when we were doing the pop cultures over at my proxy mama's house, yep. You would have to take usually two to
I don't do that anymore. I've actually, since 2020.
Way down as well, dropped 20. So yeah. Hoping to keep it going. What is that? There's a little bit more here that I wanted to make sure that we, because the age gap here is just. Instance in 2021 and instructed him to put it in her mother's drink. Wow. They did this 12 times. Now, this makes me wonder about the mom. 12 times. That kind of cocktail, though, knocking your ass out and not killing you. What was she doing?
She was probably fat.
Either fat or she had built up a tolerance to there's something rotten in Denmark.
That dude's going to die in prison.
Yeah, probably will.
He's 71 now. He's done.
Yep. Done. I promised that I would read the second one to you today, and I am a man of my word. So this one is great. It fits right in with what we're talking about today, about victims becoming pricks. Here is why you should never be a rescuer. Take it from a woman who has actually seen some shit. The person being rescued is often a victim of circumstance. However, once the victim is rescued, they will eventually resent their rescuer. If she can't rescue herself, aka clean up her own mess, walk away. After my brother's divorce, it wasn't long after he got home that he ran into an old flame from high school. Peak in high school, suddenly see these dudes who, even back then, had everything going for them. They just hadn't lived long enough yet.
Actually, I've had two.
Maybe 6-7 years, one of my favorite history teachers burned in.
Ooh.
And so I went to his funeral, and a bunch of us were there. I kid you not. Okay. And good. Oh, when did you become such a stud? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, y'all couldn't have given a shit whether or not I was sucking oxygen 7 years ago. Get the fuck away from me.
Correct. I really like that. So I'll see you later.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Remember how I mentioned on the show in the past that I went to high school with two chicks who, you know, when they hit economic hard times, decided that prostitutelage was going to be the way out? Yeah. Those two, both in that circle of chicks. Now, this was one piece of work. Emma came from half siblings. So it was a Brady Bunch situation on top of it.
Oh, my God.
That's double trouble. Her mother had never stayed in one place for more than...
pay rent for a year, and it takes 2 years to get you out.
Yep. Ugh. Emma was one of the oldest of her siblings and had a very strange relationship. Mm. When he called to tell my parents the news, they were not excited and expected he would straight hang up on me. I said, bro, I'm excited that you're excited to be a right your whole life. Not only that, but this Emma girl could take off at any time. And our fast, but I didn't think much of it because my second daughter was also very petite and still is. She was always. Emma was petite as well. So again, didn't think much of it. Over Thanksgiving, she told him that Michaela was too small for a nine-month-old baby, even though she was hitting all of her developmental markers like crawling, smiling, babbling. She needed to be checked for her weight. Immediately began filling out paperwork for his daughter to be placed in foster care.
Ooh.
Now, I know my brother is rough around the edges. He's a diesel mechanic, has tattoos, piercings, and had filed the paperwork. And my parents assured him that all would be fine and that after his baby's policy. My parents, bless their hearts, did not understand the severity of this. Was not a social worker at all, but just happened to know how to fill out the paperwork and run protocol because she had worked in a different department than she had been fired from, but knew what needed to be done to take children away from their parents. I also found out that they placed children in foster care because the children would then be in the custody of the state and they would get paid
to attract bullets.
Gee, I wonder why men don't like going to the doctor.
Yeah.
Could it be because medical treatments, not malpractice, but treatments?
Yeah.
Woo! I also learned that the foster care children in Arizona...
That's some scary shit.
Yeah, I'm sure drug cartels don't pay top dollar to these selves and enslave entire populations of a well-developed country.
If you really want to have a war on drugs, heads on foreheads, and that shit would stop immediately.
You know what we need? Warheads on foreheads. I honestly think this social worker was getting paid to traffic children into the foster care system. Call me a conspiracy theorist, but this shit happens all the time. When Michaela was placed with foster care, we didn't know where she was for almost 3 weeks. Finally, our lawyer was able to locate her and get her placed with my mom and dad, which took a matter of weeks, while Emma was to attend parenting classes. Emma moved in with my parents. My grandma was living with them to be taught basic mothering instincts. He said that he was working 80 hours a week at the mechanic shop, and when he would come home, it seemed like Michaela was hitting milestones. Crawlings. My mother was an amazing seamstress and made her a custom wedding dress. They chose a beautiful venue on their wedding day. We were all a happy family. I really thought that since our family had pulled through such an ordeal and we were all better for it, Michael and Emma would be able to get through the trials in their marriage. After they were married for about a year, I got a phone call from my brother. He said he didn't know what to do and that things between him and Emma were really... I told him that I would call Emma and find out what is going on and see if I could help convince her to come home. When she answered, she started on this bullshit of how my brother had treated her badly. Bad behavior from when you weren't married? What's really going on? I thought that was weird, and I told her that it was highly inappropriate for her to have friends that were men and that her... Yippee! I asked her if my brother knew. She said he did. I knew right off the bat that the baby wasn't my brother's. He was so desperate to work things out and told her he would be a father to this child, whether it was his or not.
Oh, my God.
Oh. White knights, man.
Oh, Jesus. All right.
Wow. Tyler showed up to their house unannounced. My brother wasn't having any of it. He was pissed. Called the police, told him there was a trespasser on his property. In this heated moment, he told Emma to choose who she was going to be with. She chose Tyler and left him.
Yep, that was going to happen anyway.
Needless to say, my brother filed for a divorce. It's happening there.
Yeah.
Probably in front of the kid, knowing these disgusting. She made for all kinds of delays and difficulties in court. Emma told the judge she didn't think the child she was pregnant with was my brother's, which in hindsight, I'm thankful for because the judge hung on the custody of Michaela quickly. In the state of Arizona, custody battles are particularly difficult.
They're like that all over the country.
Yeah. They want to figure out how best to decision within 90 days. She then told the judge that she was moving to another state. The judge told her that if she moved within the next 90 days, she would for certain lose custody of her daughter. Asked to call her mom. I let her call, and I wish I hadn't. They talked for a little while, but the missing began to set in. She began to ask her mom why she left and why she just couldn't say anything to make it better. What I really wanted to do was tell Emma off and how she couldn't handle Arizona because she was a cheating whore who had gotten herself pregnant with someone else's child and she had to run away and abandon her. I know we all want the fairy tale to rescue the princess from the wicked queen, but the reality is that people don't know how to be happy or stable when they have lived in unstable conditions. It's not worth it. Much love, Raquel.
Wow. Except the dude doesn't get custody of the kid. And more than likely...
Yeah.
Now,
we know y'all have seen dudes on this show who have gone through that.
Yeah, listen, that is one of the reasons why I drove twice a month to see my kids. So I was not going to be there. No.
And that was not a short drive.
No. And I could tell you there was a couple times. That was one fucking way.
My ass gets the Krispy Kreme treatment today.
Absolutely.
Damn.
I don't know,
it breaks my heart, man. It really does. I'm glad that, you know, he got custody of his. It's because we know that we don't do it alone. We know that it takes a village.
Well, also, we raise children to live in the real world.
Yeah. Women provide that nurturing instinct up to a certain point, and then after a while, real world kicks in, children start to gravitate more toward their fathers. Of a balanced existence, of a balanced adulthood. Correct. Forever. And their parade for, I did it all myself. No, you didn't. You had babysitters, daycare, child support, welfare, Section 8, and sometimes alimony. You'd made it 100 times worse because instead of a man going out and earning the money to pay for the mortgage while you... And then we wonder why, when these kids grow up in daycare and can't get attention, who think everything is unfair, and then go out in public and throw vicious temper tantrums, this time in groups. Hello, 2020 Summer of Love. Her mouth, her poles drop.
Her poles are dropping faster than...
I bet she's had a few cum blizzards in her time. She is the Dairy Queen. We're ever going to get to royalty. Burger King and Dairy Queen, because you're fat.
Oh, my Lord.
Just saying.
Listen, and what did you see here? Like, your dog?
It's hilarious how she...
Therapeutic dog?
How... She built a career with men getting behind her, and now she's hiding behind... I guess Tim Walz is probably getting his balls gargled by Kamala every night.
Yeah, and...
He's going to put a warhead on his forehead when they finally debate. It's going to be of Minnesota, and you've got enough to sink the entire campaign, let alone...
They have that on a Tuesday or Thursday. We'll live stream it.
Oh, absolutely. A little live reaction for those. Airtime than anything else, I think, afterwards. It's the world's first insect politician.
4 years already.
Wow. It's a literal insect politician. Bonus points if you know what. 37. Try not to suck any dick on the way through the parking lot. 5 on DLive, 7 on Twitch. And I'll do a quick reload here on BitChute because it doesn't do... I mean, for all of its faults, BitChute is actually our second largest platform.
Yeah, it is.
As for subscribers, we have almost 20,000 over there.
But I heard there's a lot of people like who are... Basically, vague comments on BitChute.
I don't read comments anymore, pretty much.
No.
I mean, I will read the live chats because you guys are hilarious. But
no, I read the comments.
Going to be the future, man. I just got a feeling.
Yeah, you're probably right because Google.
Maybe.
We'll see.
Let's be honest. Like, Google is probably literally in bed with half of Congress. So if Congress actually cared about enforcing the Constitution, they wouldn't be wiping their ass with it on the daily.
Yes, you're absolutely correct.
Shark Dentures in the chat. All female Fight Club would want to see in it would be Gina Carano, and she's essentially blacklisted by Hollywood. So who are you going to get? Ronda Rousey? I don't think she puts up with that woke shit either.
She doesn't.
It's sexist to call it a manhole cover.
Yeah, whatever.
Manholes get monkeypox. Right?
Yeah, I guess.
I guess so. Houston Duck again. Now I'm pissed. How do I super chat on Rumble? I think you have to go through a verification process. Gilded chat invite links every week or two to Locals, Gibson, Bro, Subscribestar. You can't do that on Odyssey. So those people, we encourage you to reach out to us directly. Or maybe during like one of the Sunday live streams, we can...
There's gang members everywhere.
Yep. And we're, spitting distance from Detroit.
Yeah.
We all know all about it. And ever since the Venezuelans have gang. Yes, I'll drink to that. And Plains Warrior sent in $2 for your weekly lotto ticket. Going to get a scratch off, Pop?
No, I don't.
Jimmy, if you're in the chat, please start pasting the links for the new tech sites where we can continue watching the stream after we take our little break here. We got some hilarious videos and some more super chats for you. Here come the links. They're posting in right now over on YouTube, but we will see you on Rumble. dick and bad dick. Fucker. Threw a black and a red dick at him. One was his ex's favorite.
Hey,
the other had been abused too much.
Stop it.
But I love to see it. Dear Sarge, how's he doing? I know he's probably just lurking.
He's lurking.
It's all good. We don't mind so much. Yes. Hunting season, cunting season, if you prefer. That's usually what it was in college.
Yes. Right? Yes. You're absolutely correct.
But you know what time it is. Now, if anybody has been watching this show for a long time, you're probably wondering the same things that we do. How exactly do you make a...
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong. He's not wrong at all.
Not wrong.
Tonight, including Red Pill Rebel, Berserker Hunter, Devin, Gendai, Ascension, Executioner, Dak, Digital Do, and Big Bad Wolf. A nice smattering
of playground.
Oh, yeah. Good stuff. Good form.
Unfortunately, this kid's going to get jacked up.
For the night over on Rumbly's. Oh, actually, yeah, it was Jerry Conway. I remembered correctly. Shalom, MGTOW Brothers. Love and peace from Boston. Smash the thumbs up already. Do it. Do it now. Dustborn video game is literally tax money funded propaganda. I heard about that.
What?
And it's failing miserably.
Which one?
Some video game, Dustborn.
Thousand people to play it live.
Oh yeah, but meanwhile, like Sex with Hitler or something has like five times the number of demos.
Is there really a game? Weird. All right.
Woo! Emotional damage. Mighty Mouse Malibu, as a member of the Gen X community, they can get fucked.
Fair enough.
Gotta mess with this many alligators.
But hang on. They are in an enclosure.
They are in It's not just that he's running it. Kick his ass, sea bass.
Get the hell out of here, man. Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, fuck you. Get out of here. He went it backwards, almost like his buddy was like, oh, you don't want to mess with living in your house with you. I don't understand
you
why people go for that.
Exactly how psycho your cat is. Put a GoPro on it and let them out at night.
You're going to be the bearer of bad tidings there, Gendai. You're going to have to resend it because it looks like it did not come through. So if you can resend that, I will make sure that we play it on the stream. We do have one from Suze McCarley. Good show tonight. Thank you very much. He sent in $5 for sneak a dick. You don't want to
mess around with any forced frosting.
No.
Not going to work out.
It's not going to work out for you, especially not on the British baking show. They frown on that. N2 gas. What could go wrong? You know, you got all these, you know, fucking unvetted, undocumented assholes coming into this country, most of whom are like, we know for a fact that a lot of these countries are literally empty now.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm out of here. Yeah,
that woman can suck my dick. Okay. Actually, no. I wouldn't want the list of Eskimo brothers you would get from even just...
Okay.
There are some things even I'm not willing to say on Rumble. I'm just saying. I don't want to get fucked. Not like this guy, anyway.
That's so fucked up.
It's fucked up. Yeah, what are they going to whip? His ass? Yeah. Ah, see, there we go. All right. Keep the chats coming, dudes. We appreciate everything. Of course, we've been demonetized by all measures, so every little bit helps, and we appreciate everyone. MX still got a convicted prisoner on work release. Edith is with the prisoner in the kitchen and asks him, "What did you do?" "Armed robbery. I tried to hold up a pawn shop with a toy gun."
"Oh, did you get caught?"
"The pawnbroker had a real one." Connor was Irish for years because his Bronx accent is so damn... I saw an interview or he was in this movie that came out in the early 2000s called Return to Me.
I remember that one.
Yeah, I mean, it was a cute little, you know, as far as chick flicks go, it wasn't that. Yeah, dudes, if you want to check out the link, head on over to Rumbly's and the Tumbly's. Look for Single for Life's Rumble rant and give that a click. It's twc.health is the main page there. Vincent Van Gogh, fuck yourself. Magic Johnson really get cured, and that's why
I have no idea.
I don't know, man. I don't know, there's some unanswered questions here. Single for Life. Blake, I have a bunch of VHS be played on the screen.
God damn it.
I know. I'm an asshole.
It's called green screen abuse, man.
Don't say that. With modern women, that could actually get at. You know that could happen.
Yes.
You know, with these women, the way that they are in control for AI and green screen and, you know, what's it CNN's with digital blackface. If you're white and use a GIF of pieces of shit.
Damn.
Moving on. This is a great one.
Dad, guess what?
Oh, no.
What? I put a chip between bringing another chip clip on and try out two. I'm not giving you another chip clip to put on your...
I was just going to take a piss. I was watching some delivery room. I get up and I go, "Why?" My son had just gotten out at the end of the hall. And I got like a beer in my hand. I'm just stopping outside. I'm like,
"What?"
You hear about the dude marrying his stepdaughter, Woody Allen with extra steps.
Yep.
Glad you like that. And somehow still less cocaine. Husband.
Hmm.
Yeah, isn't it great how all these people who constantly talk about how evil and manipulative and, you know, like we're the biggest source of terror threat in the United States. Donald Lamone, worst journalist of the year.
Now that dude needs to remain unemployed.
Yes. By the way, I'm glad that John Ward is back and he's well and he's doing his thing.
Who's John Ward?
John Ward, the guy who calls everybody world champions, and he became famous for talking about shit that you see on TikTok. And unfortunately, this next video is from TikTok, but it is one of the more entertaining ones, or should I say, but it is one of the more entertaining things that I have seen on TikTok. Another AI country.
Sunday dinner in the dirty south. We got everyone here at my grandma's bank. And I was brewing up a storm, Lord, it's about to stank. And that gas lit gower, but my granny was dead. She's a tough old bitch. Lit to 103. Survived a couple of wars, but not my gassy treat. And you can't blame me, baby blame. If none of y'all might, I'd like a second play. Cause I just made room.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, a select amount and your chat message. Boom.
Do it
now. I'll kill you. LB Weaver, Jesus Christ, the balls on that across its snake fucking face and then picked it up by the table and the tail and threw it. I was like, I
saw that once.
I was like, wow.
No.
That dude, he should at least have had a wheelbarrow in there to cart his huge fucking balls around. Tantalum 180, if you don't want to catch a charge forcing frosting, just yell surprise first. You ever want to see a look of just pure abject terror? Mm. You know, what woman get on top of you and let her get a little too vigorous? Yeah, probably.
She might need a stitch.
Are just millimeters apart, bro.
She might need a stitch in her.
Bitches get stitches.
Business lip.
What you've done here is just so much worse than it was before.
They bitch with one and moan with the other.
They bitch with one, moan with the other, and then they talk shit with the third. Are you anymore?
Is this a true story?
If that's a true story, we need more details.
Listen, stories, email us, redonkulous12@gmail.com, and we will read them on the air.
Yes, unless you're talking out of your ass.
Business lips.
Yeah, you're talking out of too many syllables for you. All right, this is 2024 in a nutshell.
There you go.
Equal rights, equal lefts. What are you going to do? LB Weaver says, I agree with Blake. Suck my big white cock. Well, I'm glad. Drunk Punisher. I love that one video that we showed a couple weeks ago where the dude asked his wife, I want to get my money. Like watching my money grow, and the next time you feel like blowing 100.
Wrong.
And especially if you're, you know, doing stupid things like, you know, messaging people after, I don't know, 10 p.m., 11 p.m., no, temper, for an extended period of time.
Yes.
Dude, I gotta get this. He's like, stop making fun of me.
Stop doing it, man.
All right, first of all, that's comedy gold right there.
It is comedy gold.
I'd film that shit too.
Stuff like this is what it is. The dog is fine. The owner is fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Shit happens literally in this particular instance, but it seems like people would rather record. I get it.
I mean, the minute you get locked up, that's $10,000.
I don't know. I just, my own honor as a man wouldn't allow me to do something like that.
No.
And that's a fact. That's good. I like that one.
All
thank
right.
thank
All
you
right.
for sharing that one. I also learned Basketball Americans from.
I got a new beauty blender in today. It looks like this.
It looks like a dick.
Why is that kind of slay?
Are you putting on that much fucking makeup?
I mean, it looks a little strange. It kind of looks like a, never mind.
It's like looking in a mirror, only not.
That was pretty good.
She knew what she was doing.
Yeah, she did.
She was not talking out of her ass in this particular instance. She knew exactly what she was whacking herself repeatedly in the face with. And she looked very... We're going to hell.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Going to hell.
Sorry.
Does it for the rumbled shits for now. I'll keep an eye on them, dudes. Mungo Harry sent in 40. Shape was awesome to behold, but I knew from the look on her face and the 45 she held pointing at me that this was no standard client of my detective agency, but a new collection agency tactic to get me to pay my long overdue phone bill.
Remember the sequel. I saw the first one.
Yeah, I mean, aside from Eva Green being naked, write home about that.
Yep.
It really felt like a paycheck picture for Robert Rodriguez, and that's a shame because when he applies himself, he makes some damn good movies. Like around the movie than Captain Marvel. Holy shit. Much better movie.
Battle Angel. Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, I like that one a long time.
Oh, God.
Mungo Harry. Hey, Pop, how's the new novel coming along? Do you need proof? Yeah. I mean, the third one now.
Right? About 70% done.
Okay.
But my mother went in the hospital and it just took the wind out of my sails.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah. Sometimes if you spend enough time away from a project, you kind of have to wait for that bug to bite. It's like when you get a phone call in the middle of janking your crankshaft, right? Okay. Oh, man. Hi, Mom. We've all been there. Don't even deny it. Especially when you were teenagers. You'd be doing your thing. Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
It's funny because it's true. That's why it's funny. All right. We're going to jump into the... they broke the window.
Yeah.
But not the TV. But the TV's all right. We broke the window, Mom. But the TV's okay.
You lose your shit.
It's bad, right?
It's bad.
It's bad. Iron Riddle, happy night, y'all. Working on another story. Fantastic. I write and rewrite these things. It takes time from under the odds to having another shot of Kraken. Good times. Here's one for you, Iron Riddle. Always a pleasure to see you in the chat. And Big Tal Ronan, evening. What do you recommend for newbies? Look up the... I'm brain farting here. What is that thing called? The Elgato. Elgato has capture cards for video gaming. All the be there. I think their most expensive graphics card is still under $200.
Not bad.
So definitely check the weddings. You know, back in 2020. So that's why we have this. It basically does this. Probably going to wind up with a delay. So I would recommend either using OBS to stream, wind up with the problem that we had when we first started, and I finally moved over to a mixer where we had like a 0.25 second delay. So
that still drove him crazy.
Oh, I switched over to now these little cheap Sony camcorders. I bought these on Facebook Marketplace for like $75. Pixelate, you know, that there's no conversion of the signal. It goes right through, no delay whatsoever. Oh, God.
Oh, God, no. Oh, God.
This is for you, Red Pill Rhino. Granny's got
demon shot glass. We are going to the home of the aged.
All caps rage. Here. Does this help? Does this help?
There you go.
Did it wipe that out of your memory a little bit? you guys are awesome. Pop Bob says that just ain't right.
So she learned that 60 years fucking prior.
That's why her technique is so fine-tuned, right?
I mean, they were stacking body bags in Vietnam while she was doing blowjob shots.
Just like Hanoi Jane. 145. Jimmy could not play it on Tuesday. Check email for short version of DEI. Only if you want to. Peace.
I listened to that. It was pretty good.
So, it was pretty good. All right. Well, if you gets the Popster's seal of approval, I do not see any reason to be doxing anybody right here. So I'm going to download this here and add it to the folder so that I'm not. So this is why I don't like attachments and stuff for a while. I'm trying not to cause any problems.
You got to flap your business.
I got to flap. Here we go. Share the tab instead. Here we go. We got it.
I love you guys. You're doing a fantastic job.
Hey, fuck you,
love
Jerry. I'm here.
From Boston, Massachusetts, the home of the American Revolution against tyranny and the birthplace of freedom of this wonderful nation. I will ask this question and pause for 5 seconds. 8th, 1963, Martin Luther King Jr. gave his famous speech where he said, "I have a dream that my four little children will one day, but by the content of their character." Listen, I resonate for decades afterwards.
Until the
flash forward to this day and age, based it on diversity, equity, and inclusion. Content of character no longer matters. Work ethic no longer matters. Personal, what gender you identify as, and who you're sleeping with. Your DEI needs to DIE.
I like it.
Professor Blake Pooass Blester wants a Hillary. Okay.
God damn it.
Pity.
I know. I
feel terrible. Or at least I would if I had a soul. Elevator Man. Gentlemen, any thoughts on the DEI hire from Boeing that got the...
Guy.
Of course.
I got to hit the pisser.
He's going
to
hit the pisser. All right, we got to do another... Couldn't have told you that one. Oh, we got another great one here for you. These equestrian chicks. We all know about.
Happens.
It does happen. Yeah.
In fact, the horse chick video is the one that won you over.
Well, yeah,
because up until that point, you're like, I don't know about this retarded. Yeah.
Even when shit sucks, when it hurts, when these women just grind you into a pulp before spitting you out and moving on to the next cock. Up was watching.
You know, I listened.
With a
there was a
box
couple
of
times.
Donuts and a pair of binoculars.
15-minute break. And I literally pull up the laptop to the digital projector, but I'm playing it. And you hear people in the back like, I swear to God, he was standing in the room. Because I'm going down the fucking list of shit women do.
And of course, you're writing stuff up on the board. The psychology made sense. It really, it's like a culture of self-identification where how you perceive yourself is so much more.
Doing the rodeo.
And you talk to the dudes there.
I talk to some of the bull riders. Literally, I'm like, all right, so you ever bang any horse chicks?
It's good times, yeah.
So, well, what was your take on that?
That's like, your first rodeo, like, huh?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
My personal favorite was when you were at the bars in New York.
And I didn't bat an eyebrow. I'm just like, so I'll put you down for three. Threw beer on me or anything.
LB Weaver says, yes, Blake, you should keep an eye. You're playing cards with him? I got to go take a piss. You keep an eye on my cards? Oh, yeah, sure. And he would just put his glass eye on your cards and keep playing because he was an asshole. Hmm. Got pulled over by the cops, and it literally, like, my brother-in-law's in the car with him. Seems to be the problem officer.
What do you mean, what be the problem?
Because they couldn't give him a speeding ticket. They couldn't clock him, so they gave him a ticket for failure to yield. Well, there was no way that I could have stopped for that sign. Why? Well, because we were airborne, Your Honor. Correct. Where is the officer who gave you the ticket? That's him right there, sir. You're free to go.
I'm just an autopilot. I didn't see the three do not turn right signs. I turn right. I get lit up. I immediately pull over, roll the windows down. Then he looks in the car and he sees my purple heart stuck in the dash. He goes, I'm going to let you go this time.
You actually fist bumped him when he came up to
the Oh, yeah. About your rights.
Birmingham cops. Shit.
Yeah.
Cops in Birmingham. Oh, holy God. Shit. Pull out onto Woodward. We had the green light. Here comes a cop. No cherries, no noise. Flies through the intersection near off and floors it away. I'm like, that's the reason why you didn't stop, assholes, because you would have had to explain why you went flying through a red light, no sirens, no lights. Ass bags. Birmingham.
Aw, oh, dude.
You know what she named her kid?
Dude, we're going to hell.
Going to hell if you laugh at that.
So going to hell for that shit.
In your mouth.
Kind of like that.
Kind of like that. Yeah. I mean, she knew exactly what he was asking for, right? Yep. Right there. See that he wanted a Hillary. I'll give him a fucking Hillary.
I hate this one.
I got it.
You see how he like?
Oh, hang on. It didn't switch over on the thing for some reason when I hit the button. Let's do this again. Yeah, that was full on. That's bad. Yeah.
That's bad.
Because, I mean, you can see when he hits his head.
Oh, God, I don't want to see it.
That's all of his body weight on his head on cement.
He's lucky he didn't die.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Oh, shit.
That's, I hope he's all right, too.
That's some pretty fucked up shit right there. Oof. To the fucked up to the point where, Blake, the original audio was recorded for the stream 2 days ago. Yeah, I know. I'm just messing with you, bro.
Yeah, it's all good.
If you're Jimmy, give me a text after the stream. I'll walk you through the process. Single for life. I dated a chick with a... These are usually terrible drivers.
Well, you know, if she got one eye, she can give you...
Film? Don't. If you know what's good for you, don't watch a Serbian. I suffered.
You ready?
This is yeah.
All right, this is what you get.
Caved in the fucking locker.
I know. Now you gotta fix that locker.
I mean, it's nice to know our tax money is, you know, going to a good cause.
Listen, we used to do stupid like shit like that all the time. We got to put that name on the soundboard.
It never gets old, man. Oh, that's awesome. Now we're going to move on to the next video here. This is some next level engineering, I must say.
Now, first of all.
Now, that looks like a rice cake, unless I am totally incorrect here.
Yeah, it's a rice cake.
I'm just saying. All right. I don't think we have anything else over on MGTOW. Doesn't look like it. The chat's over on... Odyssey are absent. We do have blankets in there, though, with the blankets barrage. Always good to see. They'll be doing it the following week. In fact, I think we're going to be taking the whole weekend off.
Yeah, it's a holiday.
It's a holiday weekend, so you're going to take Labor Day off, spend with family. So no supporter stream this Sunday. Next off there, a little vacation for all of us and you. So an opportunity to watch your other crew to do this.
Oh, my God. I want. Where is this place?
Paintball with tanks. Yes. All the yes.
Oh my God, I would love to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh man.
And the Pelosi workout.
Stop.
Bet she does this one. No, I love this one here. I always thought most of the silent films that I've seen are boring. Some of them are good. Nosferatu, quite fantastic. Yeah. Cabinet of Dr. Caligari, quite fantastic. Oh, somebody's seen Bubba Hotep in the chat. Outstanding. I haven't watched Bubba Hotep in years. I'm really looking forward to watching it again, so I'm very excited for this next movie night. And
it's a good thing she didn't fall out of the train.
Well, now she can rest comfortably knowing that converting to Islam is only the second dumbest thing that she ever did. The effed up but funny folder. Thank you very much. Again, die 351.
We got Crunch Muncher Cash App for 50.
Crunch Muncher. Oh, hell yeah. Thank you very much. Can I right here? Let's
God.
No. Oh, that's not the right one. That's not the right one. There are so many of these like exercise strap fail ones that I'm just like, well, how do I? It's not super loud for you guys. And here we go. The exercise strap fail.
I have a question.
Does anyone know how to actually use these things? Because
oh my god,
that never gets old.
Oh my god, that never gets old.
I don't think this one's gonna get old either. This is one of the funniest.
Pretty good. It's pretty good.
It's Tigger on a no.
It's pretty good.
To make a Rumble profile and it costs nothing. The majority of viewers are lazy fox. My words, not Pops. He's calling you lazy fox. The man with the golden voice. I don't know. It's kind of tucked under if you see the angle there.
Yeah.
It's okay. The ground broke her fall.
That's right. She's probably drunk. She's fine. Listen, everyone knows when you're drunk, you get an additional 5 hit points.
listblake@gmail.com. I'm happy to help out anybody who's trying to get their own stuff off the ground. No problems there at all. Justin wants us to know that there's a new Tron movie in the pipeline. I don't know about that. The last one was the same director as Top Gun Maverick. Happened to the flying dick attack. I don't know. That sounds horrifying, actually. It's kind of like the time when I found out that they actually started making condoms that have a nitroglycerin that I had to deliver in a public speaking class. And I say, could you just imagine walking past the door?
Oh, first of all, the nitro gives you a headache.
Oh, I bet.
It does. You know, in the military, they use mortars.
Yes.
And then the propellant for the mortars, they're called cheese charges.
Cheese charges. What are you going to do? And that does all the chats and the videos for tonight. Thank y'all for sticking with us. It's 10:20. We're trying to get you out of here a little bit earlier.
All right.
Yeah.
Down the toilet. Watch it go all the way because fun and games can ensue and child support lasts 18 to 21 years. Just saying. Rack up, pack up, and stack up. There's safety in numbers. If somebody is going to attack you, something in your environment will have changed. Absolutely unnecessary. If everything else fails, live out of fucking spite.
To the population, do not subtract from the population. Do not wind up in the hospital, cemetery, or jail. See, and Rumble, and fuck YouTube, because it gets cootie dish juices on my dishes, and I just don't like them. Bunch of fags.